This is Senator Al Simpson. Why should American taxpayers subsidize loans to the Soviet Union that offer interest rates lower than what we give to American farmers? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Senate just finished up work on a five-year farm bill. Besides setting future policy for food inspection, price support, soil conservation, the bill also promotes expanding of exports to boost America's ag products overseas. But you really surprised your old pal here, Ted, when you voted against an amendment to help our American farmers get the same low interest rate that U.S. banks give to the Soviet Union. Nobody's saying the Soviets shouldn't be allowed to participate in our export programs. We learned the hard way there. But for heaven's sake, Ted, let's just make sure that American financial institutions, which are insured by U.S. taxpayers, don't cut the Soviets a better deal than what they give our own folks right here at home. So tell us, Ted, why did you vote against American farmers in favor of the Kremlin?
Al, you missed that pitch by a country mile. You chased a curveball by Senator Jesse Helms. His pitch had nothing to do with low-interest loans for U.S. farmers and everything to do with bashing the Soviet Union by blocking low-interest loans for Russians buying U.S. products. Senator Helms is still fighting the Cold War, Al, and it looks like you are too. But it's a lonely fight. Even the Bush administration agrees we need to help Gorbachev restructure the Soviet economy. You miss one other key point in that Cold War skirmish, Al. Senator Helms concocted the proposal with a gaping loophole. He lets cheap credit continue to be available for Russians to purchase U.S. agricultural products, but nothing else. Why discriminate against all other U.S. goods? That's not fair. You mean well, Al, but you'd better double-check your batting stance on that issue. It looks like Jesse Helms tied your shoes together. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.